It's also a big week for Mitch McConnell, or is it?
We are very, very close to ending this health care nightmare. We are so close.
Well, not Rand Paul, not Susan Collins. Here's the senator from Kentucky.
The real problem we have is, you know, we won four elections on repealing Obamacare, but this bill keeps most of the Obamacare taxes, keeps most of the regulations, keeps most of the subsidies, and creates something that Republicans have never been for, and that's a giant insurance bailout superfund.
Hard to reconcile that. And then on the other side, the other end of the spectrum, you got Susan Collins. Well, it sounds like she's just about ready to cry.
She reminds me of the mom that used to be on the Facts of Life, like the house mom.
She said, the Cruz plan just doesn't work for me.
The Cruz plan is unworkable. It would result in undermining the protections for people with pre-existing conditions.
And then on top of that, now Mitch McConnell has to wrestle with Senator John McCain's, if not surprising, unexpected surgery for some sort of growth behind one of his eyes.
Do you think it would seem to me that would Democrats ever have done this to Obama? I mean, you know, whether the bill's good or not, you know, a lot of the, as they said in that clip we just ran there, you know, people ran on the repeal and replace. They won elections like that, and now they get to go against what they ran on. It just seems odd to me.
When they were trying to pass Obamacare, which was a big effing deal, I heard from the vice president. When they had to do special cutouts for certain Democrats to get them to go along.
Okay.
So, yeah, the horse trading both sides when it comes to health care, it's a mess. Well, let's start there with Mike Emanuel, Fox News' chief congressional correspondent, joins us most Monday mornings. Mike, Mitch McConnell's got to be frustrated, not only with the politics, but now with this unexpected setback where the senior senator from Arizona is going to be in Arizona for how long?
That's right. Good morning, gentlemen. Pretty stunning revelation over the weekend when you had John McCain's office come out and say, by the way, he had a procedure done to remove a blood clot from above his left eye and would be healing at home in Arizona for the foreseeable future. And then there's questions about how serious it is when you're talking about a guy who is north of 80 at this stage. And so and then McConnell came out and basically said, you know, we're going to defer consideration of the health care bill. The reality is he doesn't have the votes even to have it considered because you've got the two no votes you highlighted, Rand Paul from Kentucky and Susan Collins remain for very different reasons. And now with McCain recuperating at home, he just does not have the 50 votes to even bring it to the floor.
Can you imagine historically, I'm thinking back to when Edward Kennedy was so sick, And the Obama administration was looking for his vote. And then, of course, we know he died. And then, of course, Scott Brown won the special election in Massachusetts, which threw the Democratic game off considerably. I mean, I'm not saying anything bad's going to happen to John McCain. I certainly hope it doesn't. But there must be a high concern for Mitch McConnell and on the other side, Paul Ryan right now, when that's an expected yes vote and he may take himself out of the game.
Yes, absolutely correct. Every vote counts. And when you're talking about players, some of whom are 80 or older, you know, health is obviously something that can be a factor. And so it was an unexpected development. We've seen McCain around here on the Hill in recent weeks looking very vigorous and feisty as ever. And so when I got the statement Saturday night saying he had this procedure, I was stunned. And then moments thereafter, hearing from McConnell's office, healthcare consideration was on hold. And so here we go. And so the question is, does more time allow this thing to take on water, or does more time give Mitch McConnell the opportunity to go to individual senators and say, what do you need in your home state to get your vote to yes?
And are the buses showing up in Washington? You're talking about the Hill. People protesting and just trying to get this this bill to be squashed. You expect a lot of that this week?
Absolutely, Ray. You know, in these old buildings with lots of marble, you hear lots of protests echoing down hallways. And so at one point we had some pastors up here in front of Mitch McConnell's Senate office chanting and carrying on late last week, and some of them were arrested. And then we've had other protesters going to each individual senator's office, protesting and getting arrested. And so all indications, as long as this bill is alive, we expect more protesters to be bussed up here to raise heck on Capitol Hill, make their voices heard, and perhaps get arrested in the process, and until they think that this bill is no longer viable. And so plenty of shouting ahead.
I always think about the Capitol Hill police when they have to remove protesters. If I was one of those cops, I'd say, can you please stand up and walk out so I don't have to carry you? It's unbelievably hot and humid. Just please, could you just walk out? Do I have to drag you, please?
Either that or bring in some kind of a wheeled cart. Here, get on this. We're going to just, you know, give you a kick down the hill.
It is particularly swampy here on the hill these days. I can verify that, confirm it from my walk up the hill this morning. And so, yes, I'm sure it's rather uncomfortable for these police officers to be carrying out these protesters, you know, who are basically making a made-for-TV event out of it.
Yeah.
So there you go.
The new numbers out, this new poll, the ABC News Washington Post poll, putting President Trump's approval rating at a 36% level, which is the lowest ever in the 70 years they've been doing this sort of thing.
We don't believe polls.
Okay. But do you find other Republicans, and you don't have to name them because I'm sure there's sources and they don't want to be named, but you must be seeing that some Republicans are getting a little squishy on both sides of the Capitol as far as supporting the president.
I think there's no question about that. And I think the daily drip, drip, drip of Don Jr., whether it's a big story or not, but the fact that they're constantly changing developments and it's a central point of discussion. And if you watch the Sunday shows, remember the president's legal team was on all the Sunday shows yesterday. So they were not talking about Made in America Week. They were talking about legal issues, the president's son, Russia. And that certainly has an impact on his polling numbers. And then that has an impact on his ability to get things done here on Capitol Hill. For one, lawmakers are constantly asked everywhere they turn about Russia and Don Jr. and this and that. And two, you know, the presidential popularity quite often helps get things across the finish line here in Washington. And if he's bogged down, even if they've, you know, outsourced it to outside attorneys, it's still the hot topic here in Washington. And so it's taking the focus off of jobs, the economy, infrastructure, tax reform, et cetera. And so they're having a difficult time getting onto the message they want to be on and sell to the American people.
You're the best. Thanks for your time. It's much appreciated, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a wonderful week.
You too. That's Mike Emanuel, Fox News' chief congressional correspondent, joining us here on WDLS. Here's Jay Sekulow, the president's private attorney, did the full Ginsburg yesterday on all five shows.
Well, I've wondered why the Secret Service, if this was nefarious, why did the Secret Service allow these people in? The president had Secret Service protection at that point. That raised a question with me.
Blaming the Secret Service, really?
Yeah, well, Junior. Don Jr. didn't have a Secret Service protection then. Don Sr. did, but not Donald Jr.
But he was only one floor down.
Right.
From the president. Well, from the candidate at that time. All right, if you can't blame the Secret Service, that won't stick. Who should we blame next?
I would think then Hillary.
Hillary, DNC, and Ukraine, or as people like to say,
the Ukraine.
We can't act like this is in a vacuum. We know for a fact, as were reported extensively in an investigative journalist piece by Politico, that the Ukrainians were in direct contact with DNC officials and traded information back and forth. So I think, you know, to say, I understand what Chris Ray was saying. That, you know, and Donald Trump Jr. himself said things should have been done differently. Having said that, again, none of that is violation of the law. That's more process.
Right. This guy is a gunner. I understand why he's considered to be really great at his job, to Sekulow, but reminds me of that SNL character, the lawyer with the greasy face and the cigarette and just trying to...
You know, the thing is...
The Dan Aykroyd character?
No, it was... Martin...
Martin Short.
Yes, Martin Short played that character. I forgot the character's name, but it's just iconic as an attorney trying to defend the indefensible. So then after you can't blame it on the Secret Service or the Ukraine, then you just have to say, well, it's unfair.
To go back a year later and say this is what should have happened when the meeting itself was 20 minutes and a series of meetings that took place for days and days and months, I don't think that's fair to Donald Trump Jr.
Why would they step on their message, though, and send them out yesterday? I don't get it.
You know, last week we thought this would have been over by a week ago Monday. But, you know, John, you said, and I agree, optics. It looks bad when you take into account all the stuff, you know, that surrounds all this Russia now. Is it true? Is it not? Do we know? Is it going to be a big nothing? But, you know, more and more of this stuff comes up, the more and more they'll give it the time and the more things will get sidetracked.
It's probably not illegal, the meeting, but it certainly seems nasty. Or not nasty, it seems
off-putting.
Just dirty. Just kind of dirty. Off-putting.